Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, happy September 28th, 2018. The Lord's not making another one. Let's run with patience today the race that is set before us with Christ as the author and the finisher of our faith. Man, I was excited to get down here today. A lot of stuff going on. We got Chance from American Survivor Wholesale with us today. Probably the Kavanaugh hearing. Just so much going on. So I'm going to try to pack a whole bunch in here real quickly. Want to acknowledge right off the top bat, I want to thank Larry Richardson, who is right now driving from South Carolina to be at our event, Lowell's event tomorrow night. I want to thank Chad Estes, who's flying in from Texas. I want to thank Mark Trump, who's driving in from Virginia. I want to thank Steve Deck. Steve Deck's a guy that I met in when we were in New York. Got notification from Steve yesterday that he's driving in. Now, I'm not trying to ignore anybody that's not, but listen, fellas, I'm telling you, we are touching a nerve in this nation. We're touching a nerve. And people can call it a cult, they can call it whatever. But my friend Tom Gill said to me yesterday, it was 2 days ago, I don't remember what it was. He says, Coach, man, he says, I don't know if not you, you're a church planner. And I said, amen, that's not what I want to do, but that's what's going on. We're raising up guys. We're raising up men and women. We're raising up people who understand that the old cold, dead church is cold and dead. Understand that it's not going to happen inside the four walls of that brick building. They understand that. They understand that if something's going to happen, they're going to have to get involved. That's what I see going on, and it really, really encourages me. Let me talk about a couple things here before we get gone. That's stupid, because we are gone, right? What a stupid phrase. So let me talk about something here at the beginning of getting gone. Number one, I don't want to get bogged down on the Kavanaugh hearing, although we could. And we could listen to that powerful statement by Lindsey Graham. And we could, I'll be honest, I was listening to Kavanaugh's, his opening statement. There were several times he had me in tears. I mean, it was pretty powerful. I wasn't sobbing. It touched my heart, you know. Well, we've allowed to happen to that guy. But here's what I want you to see. Get my tinfoil hat partway on. There's no doubt in my mind, Lindsey Graham has flipped, and I don't know what it's about and what caused it. But yesterday, Lindsey Graham saved Kavanaugh, and the reason Lindsey Graham saved Kavanaugh is I believe that the Trump administration had something on Lindsey Graham. I think a deal was struck. And whatever it was, the information is not going to be released with him or whatever it's going to be. And now Lindsey Graham is going to forever, the rest of his career, be remembered as the guy who saved the Kavanaugh nomination. And it's all today. And, you know, you can take that with a grain. You can take all of it with a grain of salt that he does, in fact, have the votes. Some Democrats, Joe Manchin, certainly from West Virginia, you know, that he won by 40 points in West Virginia. Donald Trump did, won by 40 points. And that may not be right. Something about 40 points I saw today. So Manchin's trying to get reelected. So Manchin's got to vote for him. So that's going to be through and that's going to be done. But it's good. It's good in that the deep state was crushed this time. Not over. But they say Monday or Tuesday, the whole thing's going to be played out. Just a reminder of Lowell's place. I forgot that. This Saturday, you can still come. If you're going to come, please contact Lowell so he can send you directions. Your GPS is going to get you lost. And there may not even be phone down in there. So if you're lost someplace, if you're driving in from Louisiana and you're lost, I can't help you, okay? You can't call me and say, Coach, how do I get here? So go to the website, click on the event and get the written directions from Lowell how to get there. Lowell, is that good enough?
Yep, that's the key right there.
That's what they got to do. I can't help you if you call me. Coach, I'm lost somewhere up here on Route 33. Say, great, get a hotel. Get a hotel and then go home in the morning. Because I can't help you, okay? I can't help you. That's the way I understand it to be. Number two, look, I got a chance of America, America coming up here. Because this is, Donald Trump said, preparedness month, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about this. I got to share something else with you before we do. I spoke to four classes at the suburban high school yesterday. Four classes. And, oh, my goodness. Guy, I want to – most – I tell all of you, most when I come back up, Coach, it's called a radical political science. And it's speaking to four classes of students in a public school, open gospel, hit them in the face, say what I want to. It's called radical political science. So they bring in atheists, they bring in Buddhists, they bring in Muslims, they bring in all kinds of speakers. But yesterday I got to go in. I get to go twice because I'm Coach Dave and I'm live, right? So it's good. I almost cause a riot every time I go. So I went yesterday at four different classes and I saw the most unbelievable thing happen. Oh God. I told the guys in the queue and I've told anybody, listen, if I had filmed that, I could sell copies of it for $100. It was unbelievable to watch. And so here's how the whole thing laid out. And I want to encourage you because usually when I come away from them, I'm not encouraged at all because I said, we're lost. And so I went in and I lay it all out and say, listen, I'm a Christian. Everything I'm going to say is from a Christian perspective. I'm not trying to recruit you into Christianity. I'm not trying to get you saved. Here's my perspective on it. And the girl that came in yesterday, the speaker that came in before me, and the same speaker is coming in today, is talking about toxic masculinity. So I walked into that after she had done a presentation on toxic masculinity. All right. I'm telling you, the Lord just sets me up, you know. So I go walking in there and I lay it all out. And I go up and I wrote up right up on the board. I should have brought it with you. You know, if I'd been prepared. I wrote on the board the word truth. Truth. I said, this is all I'm worried about. This is what I'm here for. I don't care about anything else. Let's get to the truth. And I said, okay, what is truth? Can somebody tell me what truth is? And this girl sitting on the front row raises her hand. She says, are you talking about objective truth or subjective? I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because I'd have never thought of it. And I said, well, what are those two? And she says, well, objective truth is truth that can be proven. I wrote that on the board. And subjective truth is is truth based on feeling and emotion. I thought, are you kidding me? And off we went. And I'm telling you, here's one of the most unbelievable. Are you guys ready? I wish you could have been there. I still feel it in my bones. This girl, same girl, raises her hand. I'm about 5 minutes into the presentation. I'm talking about created equal not being the same, equal being equal opportunity. They get it. Loudmouth girls. And I did this. I said, listen, I started talking about objective truth and subjective truth and said, here's what it is. When this class is over, I said to them, when the class is over, you're going to see that the people who are mad in this room are going to be the women because women are emotional and that's subjective truth. The guys are logical for the most part. They're logical and they want proof and they understand that. But women, I told them, I said, listen, when the period's over, the girls are going to be mad. It played out. I'm telling you, it was like unbelievable. So this girl, the same girl says to me, well, coach, she was very nice. Coach, statistics show that 92% of all murders are performed by men. I said, wow, men and women must be different. And I said, I got a better statistic for you. 100% of every baby killed in the womb is inside a woman. You could have heard a mic. I'm telling you. And so then we went into objective truth and subjective truth and whether it's a baby, what determines whether it's a baby. And if you're a homo, what determines whether you're a homo, and is Bruce Jenner a woman or is Bruce Jenner a man, and went to subjective truth and objective truth. And you should have seen the hair grow on the chest of those 17 and 18 year old boys. And that it was unbelievable. And I said, let me ask you something here. Is here at Worthington Kilbourne, can somebody tell me the greatest female quarterback that's ever played here at Worthington Kilbourne? Who holds all the female passing records here at Worthington Kilbourne? And they looked at me like I was nuts. I said, what? No women quarterbacks? Haven't been any women quarterbacks? No. Why? How come there's no women quarterbacks? And finally, some guy gets bold enough to say, because they're not good enough. Yeah, they're not good enough. Let me ask you something. Why do you guys sit around here at Worthington Kilbourne and you want to be on the basketball team and you get cut from the basketball team because they keep the 15 best players and you're not one of them? Why can't you go play on the girls' team? Why can't the next 15 players go? If we're all equal, why can't the next 15 guys go be on the girls' team? If we're all equal. How come a girl can come and play on a boy's team, but a boy can't go and play on a girl's team? I'm telling you, the hair's grown on their chest, and they're looking around, and these cat women are getting madder and madder and madder. Oh, my goodness. I sold a dozen hats. The boys came up after, I want one of those hats. I want one of those hats. Now, they weren't Christian. They weren't Christian. Some of them might have been, but that wasn't why they wanted the hat. And some guys came back for a second class. They came back for a second class. You know what began to happen? It was incredible. One of those girls would make one of those stupid points based on what? Feelings, emotion, subjective truth. And I would zing her and say, no, no, no. Proof, facts, evidence. And one of the guys in the background would say, pass the salt. was it something? So I had some hope yesterday, and I'll tell you this. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Folks, hear me. There's a spirit over the land. There's a spirit. And as those boys began to see from a logical standpoint how easy it was to destroy their argument, and not only that, began to see that their argument was only emotions and feelings, they got more and more emboldened, more and more emboldened. Amazing. Amazing thing to happen.
Real truth is refreshing to all, Coach.
It refreshes everybody. I'm just telling you, they will never, some of those kids will never look at it the same because it's been exposed. Been exposed for what's going on. And I talked about Bruce Jenner. I said, as I've said on here, how many of you think Bruce Jenner? And they start into, well, she feels like a woman. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so what's the evidence here? What's the evidence that Bruce Jenner is a woman? Well, she feels. No, no, no. That's subjective. You can't use that feelings. That's not it. Give me some scientific evidence. And if they bury Bruce Jenner and they dig him up 5,000 years from now and they do a DNA test on him, scientific proof, Bruce Jenner is going to be a man. Bruce Jenner is a man. It's proof. Whew. Tore down a lot of strongholds. I'm telling you, tore down a lot. So I was encouraged. David Arthur gets to go in here in a couple weeks. He gets to go in there and tear down some more thing. So I just wanted to share with you today how encouraged I was. When I walked out of that classroom yesterday, I was more alive than I had been. I can't even tell you. Oh, God, it's great.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can film something like that the next time you do something?
Well, I always say that. And then Roger calls me yesterday. Daggone it, I wanted to come with you. Well, you can film it. Here's what you run into. They're underage. So therefore, yeah. You can't have them asking the questions and without signing permits and permits from their parents.
Oh yeah.
If I could have, it was amazing. It was amazing. So then I went down to, I finished up at marriage because the homos are in, right? The homos. And I just take it right on. I said, listen, I don't care. You want to be a homo? You want to have sex with a man? You can do that, but don't call it marriage. Don't call it marriage. And I made somebody get on their phone and Google a marriage in Webster's 1828 dictionary. facts. Here are the facts. And they said, yeah, but it changes. So things, words change, things change. I said, yeah, like a baby used to be called a baby. Now it's a fetus. They just change the words, see? They change the words and they get you to believe whatever you want to. And the problem is you guys are programmed and stupid and don't even think for yourself. It was awesome. And then when I went to matrimony, matrimony, matre mother, money to make. And marriage used to be called, one of the Catholic kids raised his hand and said, holy matrimony. Yeah, holy matrimony. You know what the amazing thing was? I never used the Bible once till somebody asked me a question. I destroyed them on their own turf with their own knowledge. You see the power of that, man? Power of that? Somebody brought up evolution. Said, hey, dude, the theory. The theory. What does the theory mean? Looked it up at Reps. Hypothesis. What's a hypothesis? It's the theory of evolution, dude. It's a theory. And they're telling you it's the truth, and you're believing it. You're believing it. Where did man come? Where did the first life come from? And you're believing that crap, and that guy wrote it, told you it's a theory. That's great. It's powerful. Response, and then we'll get Chance in here. Let's see what time it is. Oh, I'm going a bit long. Anybody? Well, Coach,
yeah, ask them next time to record. I understand the signing of waivers, but if you use a subjective truth to them and say, do you feel like you're an adult and old enough and that you're over 18 years old, then there you go. Then you can go ahead and record them, right?
Well, yeah, you're right. But they could, subjective truth. You feel like you're
18. Oh, right? You can't deny them their feelings now, right?
Hey, I took them here. I said, listen, so this is going to make some of you uncomfortable. Can somebody tell me why the NBA is 90% black? Boy, they were uncomfortable.
Racism, brother.
And I said, is it racism or is it that blacks just happen to be better athletes? Oh, they were pissed. Oh, it was so good. It was, hey, bro, so
the truth hurts, but what we're supposed to do about it? The truth is the truth. You know what I say? If you don't like it, go buy a painkiller, brother.
Because that's what I was heading them to. Objective truth, not subjective. Hey, guy, I said, hey, fellas, it's okay to be a man. Stand up and be a man and quit believing all this crap that the women are telling you. Stand up and be a man. Listen, it's okay.
Lindsey Graham was fantastic yesterday. I couldn't believe it. The guy who carries the purse was the guy who was the man yesterday, man.
Yes, he was. They say, boy, he was really emotional. No kidding. He was saving his neck. I got to pull this one off here. If I don't pull this one off. So he did. He did. Yeah. Hey guys, do you understand the significance of that thing? Because I think they laid to rest yesterday the guaranteed victory of the Me Too movement. It was laid to rest yesterday. Okay. They may use it again. How about if the Republicans had fought for Judge Roy Moore like that, huh? But that movement was laid to rest yesterday, at least for a while. Lowell, were you going to say something? I thought it was Lowell. Somebody tried to get in here. I'm sorry.
Coach, Coach, you captivate audiences when you speak. I've been around you. Brother, I could imagine to be a fly in that room. I'm sure you did a great job because I know you. I know your spirit. And the wonderful thing, it gives me hope to know that those kids had to go home and actually think.
Oh, my God. Tell their parents. Research. Tell their parents. Hey, Dale, you know what? I did it four times. At the end of the third class, some big guy sitting in the back of the room throws his arms up in the air, says, man, I never heard anything like this.
I am rejoicing, Coach. I am literally laughing because I can visually see this going down in my head.
I've never heard anything like this.
It's an amazing thing when the salt comes out of the salt shaker, huh? It alters the things in which it touches.
Dale, if I could get into schools around America, we'd change America in 3 weeks.
I got a question.
Yes. Hey, how do you sell it to the administration to get in the schools anyways? Well, this is a class called Radical Political Science, and so they bring in all different kind of views. I've actually been doing that at this school for 18 years. I've made over 40 different trips at that school, and there's two of them in the Columbus area that allow me to come in. The average administrator, if they had to go to the administrator and ask if I could come in, I'd never get in. They would never let me in. But because the class is called Radical Political Science and they present all sides, that's why David Arthur gets to go in. David Arthur gets to go in there in a couple of hours. And man, it's going to rock. Infiltration, man. It's because you know what? In the hearts of these kids, they know. They know something's wrong. They do. And then they try to drag me into Christianity. I said, "That's not. I'm not here about that. I just want to talk about it. The lies you guys are believing. You guys are so stupid. You believe anything they tell you." And then I tore the secular argument apart. I never brought up the Bible. I never quoted scriptures to them. I never did any of that. I merely took apart their argument. Guys, this is so easy to do. Although the Lord gifted me. Okay, I mean, I thank the Holy Spirit that He's gifted me to be able to do it. Whew. I get to go back 2 weeks. I get to go back and do another round. They'll be lying in the bushes waiting on me then, those women. And then to be able to stand up and at the end of the class say, hey guys, what'd I tell you about the women? Look at them. Well, I got to throw this one at you. I had some other guy over in the corner. I don't know what was going on. And he kept siding with the ladies. Kept siding with the ladies. And finally I turned to him. His name is Dirk, I think. And I turned over in front of everybody. I warned him at the beginning. I said, "You be respectful to me and I'll be respectful to you. But if you're not respectful to me, I'm going to turn Donald Trump on you. You understand? I'm going to give you fair warning. As soon as you're not respectful of me, I'm coming back at you. Okay?" So Dirk over here in the corner, a rebel in his heart. I said, hey, Dirk. But the problem is, you think like a woman. You're sissified and you think like a woman. Don't you think it's time you start thinking like a man? Oh, you should have seen him shrink down into a seat. And then the other boys go, boo, 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 boo.
That's because old Dirk couldn't get a date, and he figured that was his way of getting around the girls.
I thought maybe that, though, Dale. But understand, I showed them that subjective was emotion in females. Women are subjective. That's how women think. That Dirk, dude, like a woman. Man up here. Oh, it's great. It's great. Hey, let's move on here. I got, Donald Trump. Sorry, Chance took so long there. Donald Trump, President Trump, declared, Jared, go to the stuff I sent you, whitehouse.gov. Let's pull that up here quickly. President Trump declared this to be National Preparedness Month. I want you guys to know that. So those of us who are tinfoil hat and already doing some preparations, we're way ahead of everybody else. And Trump said, hey, folks, you better get prepared out there. And he made a problem. You haven't seen it? Well, you know why you didn't see it, Jared? Because I think I probably just sent it to me. Trust me. Well, I'm all up. Sorry, Jared. So Donald Trump made a proclamation that what month is this? September is National Preparedness Month. I just sent it to Jared. So we'll give him a chance to get it up here. And so, one of the things, we talk about it all the time here, prepping and all that kind of stuff. But Chance at American Survival Wholesale has been a friend of ours ever since we started getting involved with Hear the Watchman. Boy, my brain went dead. Hear the Watchman. Got to know him. Chance is very generous with his time and his efforts and everything. So here it is on your screen, President Proclamation, National Preparedness Month, 2018. We're not going to read down through this, but the president actually did do that. So Chance has been a great supporter of some of the things that we do and Hear the Watchman, and he came to our conference, Occupy, and just an all-around good guy. So I invited Chance to come on and talk to us a little bit about what the president said here. So Chance, I don't know which way you want to take this thing, brother, but you are the floor is yours. Come on in.
Blessings, Coach. First of all, thank you for having me on today. It's absolutely a pleasure. And you had me cracking up for the past 10 minutes. I can just envision myself in that room with those kids, brother. I mean, I don't know where their heads are at. Where are the men, right?
Well, they're not in front of chance. They're not even taught to think, see? So I when I brought to the point logically, come on, this has to have proof. I think a spark started in there, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can only imagine. Well, listen, it is.
That'd be a good song. I can only imagine. That'd be a good song.
I think John Lennon wrote. Yeah, that's right. It is National Preparedness Month, and Coach, I kind of would hope that your listeners would grab a pen and paper. I want to talk about something that's going on right now, and that is flooding. We've got now 4 states on the East Coast that are under flood warnings, and there are things, folks, that you can do right now to protect your home and your property, okay? So grab a pen and paper and write a few of these things down.
Well, this is before the flood gets there, right, Chance? They can do this right now.
Yes, you can do these things before the flood hits. So, number one, make sure that you know where you live. So, if you live in a floodplain, maybe you're new to the area, there are certain things that you need to do that maybe someone up the road does not have to do, okay? Also, understand that your home and the property, there are things that you can do within the home. For example, folks, if you have a water heater and it is at ground level, folks, you need to raise that water heater up. You know, when there's a major flood, you're only going to have fresh water for so long. As the water enters the sewer systems and the septic systems, you're going to find that it's going to be contaminated. So make sure that you have your fresh water heater, your hot water heater, you have fresh water available to you. And the only way to do that is to get it elevated, okay? Also, check your other appliances, okay? You don't have to want to replace these appliances unless you absolutely have to. So make sure your furnace, things like that in the basement, are off the ground. Number two, things that you can do if there is a flood watch or a flood warning, meaning flood warning means a flood is imminent. If you are in a low-lying area, go ahead, folks, ahead of time. And get some sandbags. What you want to do is create a berm, okay? And a berm is basically protect any areas of your house where water can get in. For example, front door, back door. Maybe you have a window at ground level. You want to berm those areas up to prevent any damage from those floodwaters entering your home, okay? So that's how to protect your property. Now, your lives. Very important. That you understand you need, if you can, to stay in your home, stay in your home, okay? But if you must evacuate, if you've got a mandatory evacuation, folks, you want to train for this. You want to get the entire family involved. Everyone should have a job. If you have a child and they can carry something, they should be carrying something, okay? But get them involved and train. Coach, just like in football, you know, you're not going to win any games if you just show up. And you haven't practiced for the past month, right?
Right. That's for sure. Everything's preparation. That's why they call it preparation, right? Practice is preparation. Right.
That's right. So, yeah, get everyone involved. Make sure that when that time comes and disaster is imminent, that everyone knows, you know, this is what we're supposed to do, and let's get it done, right? So make sure that you have also, folks, what we call a go bag or a bug out bag. Just make sure that you have the necessities, including your medications. If you have children, make sure that they have coloring books and pens and things that maybe they'd like to do. Make sure that you have enough food, enough water, and enough supplies to get you through 72 hours, a minimum of 72 hours. Make sure that you know what your escape route's going to be and practice that escape route. Make sure that you've gone through that escape route with your family and everyone feels comfortable when that time comes, okay? Very, very important. Now, I teach, if you go to our website, it's www.americansurvivalwholesale.com, and you go to the video section, you'll see that we've done a video on flooding. There you go, survival training videos. We've done a video on flooding. You might be encouraged to watch that. It gives you a little bit more information based upon your regions and where you might live, okay? So that being said, there it is, how to prepare for a flood. That being said, folks, if you have questions, about any disaster, if you're in Tornado Alley, if you're near the East Coast or the Gulf where you got hurricanes, Florida area, you know, give us a call. The consultation's free of charge. We'll spend the time with you on the phone, and it's very individual, right? So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, and at the end of the day and the end of the conversation, you're going to be more prepared than you were to start. So let me give out that email. If you want a free consultation, it's bugout, B-U-G-O-U-T, America at USA.com. That's bugout America at USA.com. Just say you heard me on Coach Dave's show and you'd like a free consultation. We'll schedule that. It's important that we schedule that. And I promise you folks, I'll spend the time with you to help you get prepared.
Amen. Good, good. Anybody in the queue? Anybody want to pop in and ask him a question before Chance moves on?
Dave, I've got a question.
Okay, go right.
Real quick on, there's a lot of stores that are, you know, selling emergency, you know, MRIs, 3-day packs, 90-day packs, and I know it's expensive, and I know that you can do it cheaper. My question is, are those adequate for the first 30 days, the first 60 days, for those of us that may have the resources to pay for it and don't have the time to get it kind of ready on our own?
Blessings, Roger. Good to see you again, by the way. I met you in Ohio. So, Roger, number one, we've got to be careful, right? We have to be careful what we put in our bodies, Roger. So, more and more Americans are waking up to the fact that there are GMOs in our food. And unfortunately, Roger, a lot of the food that's available out there does contain toxic chemicals and elements that we really should not be putting in our body. As a matter of fact, Roger, during a disaster, you want clean food. You want to have the energy it's going to take to get your family through that situation, right? So we do have our own food line. That being said, it's www.simplycleanfoods.net. www.simplycleanfoods.net. I will say this, Roger. Our food contains no GMOs. It's been tested for heavy metals. As a matter of fact, we've got this week coming in. No, next week. Turkey, beef, chicken, and cheese coming in, along with all of our fruits and vegetables. 100% GMO-free, the cleanest food that you can put in your body, and it's got up to a 25-year shelf life. So I would definitely go there, and check it out. As a matter of fact, Coach, if I can do this, I mentioned it on Pastor Paul Begley's show yesterday. We created, if you folks are interested, we created a pack called the Are You Serious Pack. Anyone who knows Pastor Paul Begley knows what that means. And basically, that pack is basically one of everything that we carry in all of our fruits and vegetable lines. We did a special on his show yesterday. So I'd like to, it's just for the weekend. So I'd like to pass this on to you as well. If you folks go there, look right there in front of you, the Are You Serious variety pack right there. If until this weekend, at the end of this weekend, this is going to end. If you purchase two of those packs, we're going to send you a free survival kit. This kit is kind of cool. It's a basic survival kit, but it actually floats on water. Contains ponchos and food and water, filtration, everything that you need to get through that 72 hours, including a pretty nice first aid kit. So that's free of charge until Sunday at midnight. We've got about 150 of those available right now. And just go to simplycleanfoods.net and just order two of those packs, and we'll ship that to you automatically.
Chance, let me throw this question out there real quickly. Number one, when you talk about prep, how long are we looking for, Chance? The average guy, me sitting here in Columbus, Ohio, I'm thinking, we could have a tornado. Winter's coming up. We could get a blizzard. Wires go down. When you're talking about prepping, Chad, we could get Chad in here, talk a little bit about it as well. How long? If I'm sitting here in my house, I understand that'd be nice to have 4 years of food. I understand that. But realistically, Chance, How long, how much do I need, and chance? Are canned goods, do they have a lifetime? Is it okay just to go buy some canned goods?
You know, I believe, you know, if we're on a budget, we need to do whatever it takes to get our family safe. Okay, so if canned food, if that works for you and that's within your budget, then that's fine. But please, please, folks, check the expiration dates. You know, there are some old wives' tales out there that say, oh, you can have that, you know, tuna after the expiration date. Wait a couple years. It's still fine. Folks, it's aluminum in many cases. Please don't do that. Okay, if you're getting close to an expiration date, you know, you could take that food down to your local shelter or food bank, and I can guarantee you there's a lot of folks that would eat that food that same day. So make sure that if you're going to have canned foods that you rotate that. To answer your first question, Coach, minimum, let's just take an EMP, for example, okay? That's a real threat, according to Homeland Security, a real threat. Minimum is 6 months worth of food per person in the household, okay? Think of it like this way, folks. You can always eat it, okay? This isn't like cardboard. This is delicious. Some people have said, like our strawberries, for example, they're better than you can buy fresh from the store. So go ahead and stock up 6 months per person. Make sure that you have enough water. I can teach you guys how to store water in areas that you would not think that you could store water. So give us a call, 818-720-0759, or again, email us at bugoutamerica@usa.com.
Chance, let me go back again, okay? Because I hear you say, I'm just trying to be practical for everybody here, right? Chance, 6 months of freeze-dried strawberries, 6 months of survivalist food, that's just not feasible for the average. I understand what you're saying. Is there a mixture? Can we do some cans and some? Help us out there, buddy.
Absolutely. So, you know, go ahead and pick up at your local wholesale grocery store. Pick up 50-pound bags of rice, right? Pick up 50-pound bags of black beans that have a lot of protein in them, for example, right? And then you can basically work with what you have. And then you can, if you'd like to, go ahead and add some of the cheese or the, you know, the beef, the turkey, the chicken, or the fruits, the vegetables. Go ahead and add that to it. And if that, you know, if you only had 30 days worth of those items, but you had rice and beans and pasta and things like that, you're going to be okay. Absolutely. You're going to be okay.
Okay, folks. That's good, Chance. So just beans. Hey, folks, if you're hungry, beans are going to keep you alive, right? Rice and beans and that kind of stuff. And you can find that stuff, as Chance said, you can find that at any wholesale store. Let me open it up. And I'm not trying to step on you, Chance. If you had something specifically planned. But
I love to take questions, Coach. Go right ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Jared.
Yeah. So is each what core components should somebody prepare for that are good through every type of disaster? And then maybe what are some tertiary things that are disaster specific to prepare for? Is that
tertiary? Jared, where did you learn that word? Have you been listening to Coach Dave live or something? Your vocabulary is getting better. Tertiary. Quit it.
Jerry, to answer your question, we're getting this back down to basics, okay? Number one, you need to have storable water. And what I mean by storable water is potable water. Now, it's okay to go down to your local store and purchase the bottled water, but please remember, folks, to keep it cool and keep it in a dark area, okay? That plastic contains BPAs, and you don't want that in your body. So we do have BPA-free
containers. What Chance is saying, if you have bottled water stored, it needs to be in a cool area and in darkness. Go ahead, Chance.
That is correct. So you need to make sure that you have at least 200 gallons of water on hand per person. You see, folks, we forget. Water isn't just for drinking. You're going to need it for cooking, and you're going to need it for cleaning, right? Anyone that has children knows it takes a lot of water to run a house, right? So make sure that you have at least 200 gallons of water on hand. And again, I can teach you how to do that with very, very little space, okay? Number two is food. Make sure that you have enough food on hand and a way to prepare it in case the power goes out. Now, we're talking about general disasters here. Hurricanes, tornadoes, floodings, earthquakes, fires, for example, okay? Make sure that you have a way to prepare that food, because if the power goes out, of course, that electric range you have is not going to work. And that gas stove you might not want to use in many cases. Opening up those gas lines during a disaster is not too wise, okay? By the way, if you operate on propane or natural gas, please make sure that you have what they call an earthquake tool. It's a special tool that the gas company has that you can have. We have them here that will shut off the main, okay? It's a special design just for your natural gas tank reservoir there to shut that off. So water, food, a way to cook the food, a medical kit that fits your family. Make sure that you have a first aid kit that has enough product for your entire family. And
Do you have one of those?
I do. We build first aid kits, including EMT and trauma kits and surgery kits as well. So we do that here. Reach out to us if you have a medical background and you'd like to have a good first aid kit or just a basic kit. We have all of those on hand. Now, I do want to get back to the training side of things. Folks, while it's calm and you're preparing, go down to your local Red Cross. Maybe it's your fire department. Maybe it's your hospital. And take a basic first aid and CPR class. As Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to, right, help others. So if your family is safe, that doesn't mean that your neighbors are going to, you know, prepare. It doesn't mean that your neighbors might not need help. One of the greatest ways I've found to witness and to testify to others, Coach, is around a kitchen table.
Amen.
Sharing a meal with your neighbors and sharing the word of God, getting that physical and that spiritual nourishment is so important.
Amen. Amen. Well, the scripture says that. You got to feed their belly before they're going to listen to the word of God. That's scriptural, brother. Anybody else want to jump in here? Question.
I've got another one to follow up.
Okay.
This is more geared towards collapse than it is, let's say, a bad rainstorm or whatever, a tornado or whatever. How do you decide who gets to come up your driveway and get help? What is the proper procedure for vetting? Because I'm going to assume if there's catastrophe, if there's serious problems, and, you know, how do you decide who gets to come up?
Roger, it's a really good question. Being former military, I have to tell you, Roger, that, you know, in a situation where we're looking at an apocalyptical or a major, like a EMP, where the system is down for 2 weeks or more, you've got a problem on your hands. Number one, folks, never ever tell anyone that you have storable food and you have supplies.
Amen. Amen.
What you're doing is you're opening up your family to a dangerous situation where you're going to have to defend those preps. Okay. So don't do that. Anyone that comes on your property, they are deemed dangerous until proven otherwise. Right. So in the military, you know, we're going to basically do a little investigation. Why are you here? What can I do for you? Stay right there. Show me your hands. Do you have any weapons, et cetera, et cetera. We are called, as again, brothers and sisters in Christ, to help the widows and the children. So, of course, if you've got, you know, a young mother and children and she just needs a hand, you know, bring her on in and feed them. And just be cautious, folks. Please be cautious. Because if you look at Katrina, for example, that's the worst one we've had in a while. Look what people were doing. Look what's still happening with Hurricane Florence, the looting and the crime. Folks, don't be a target, okay? I can teach you how to do certain things to make your home not a target, like putting up a beware of dog sign, even if you don't have a dog, right? Things like that. So I hope I answered your question, Roger.
Beware of dog sign. Yes. That's good one, another chance. Somebody else, come on in.
A chance, and on injuries, say you get injured in a situation like this. You know, how do you handle that situation? Because it's more serious, right? I mean, it's a lot more serious. There's no hospitals, right? So what do you recommend? What do you think?
Absolutely. So that ties into what we were talking about earlier, okay? If you're a father, if you're a husband, you need to be trained, okay? How are you going to help your family if you don't have any basic first aid knowledge? So go to your local Red Cross hospital, fire department, and get that training. It's so important. Now, understanding that, especially what we're dealing with now with flooding, you get a cut, right? You make a mistake and you gash your leg or your foot and you get a cut. And that water, right, that toxic water, you're going to get an infection, right? So if you feel any cuts, any things like that, treat them immediately. Don't let them sit, okay? If you get waterproof bandages to make sure that, you know, once you've treated that cut, it's not going to get infected. Absolutely.
Hey, Chance, do you have on your website anywhere, could you direct us to a preparedness list? These are the things that you ought to have. Now, folks, I want you to think about it. I'll put my tinfoil hat on here just a second to make some of you a little bit more uncomfortable. Look what just happened down in the Carolinas with the water. You live here in the Midwest where I live. Look what's going on with tornadoes. If you live here in the Midwest where I do, you know what it's like when a blizzard blows in and it's blown in like that for 3 or 4 days. If you don't believe in EMPs and you don't believe in the New World Order and you don't believe in any of that stuff, do you believe in weather? So what we're talking about here is just dudes, the grocery store will be empty in 4 hours. It'll be empty, right? And so let's say it's just a big snowstorm and you can't get out. Are you prepared? That's really what we're talking about here. Chance, do you have a list of stuff that we really ought to have accumulated?
We do. As a matter of fact, if you guys reach out to us, I've got a very comprehensive list that I can email you. But I also understand this. Coach, you're in Ohio. We've got other folks over there in California. We've got some folks over there in Connecticut, right, or Florida.
Zimbabwe. Go ahead.
That's right. Your list is going to change a little bit depending on your location, right? So, for example, it's great to have a sleeping bag, but the sleeping bag doesn't fit the area that you're in. So if you're in Connecticut, don't you want a sleeping bag that's at least 0 degree? But if you're in California, you don't need a 0 degree sleeping bag. A 40 degree sleeping bag is fine. If you're going to be in your car because you've been evacuated, isn't it nice to be comfortable, right? A sleeping bag has saved more people's lives, believe it or not, than you think, right? Because it does get absolutely cold at night. So make sure, of course, that you have all those lists. And reach out to us. We'll email you that comprehensive list. And then if you need a private consultation, we'll do that free of charge.
Amen. Floor is open. Yes.
A comment on this stuff, too. You know, you guys may think I can get this stuff cheaper on Amazon or whatever, but I'm telling you, as a local businessman and as a small businessman and as part of this community, it's better to know good people. It's better to know good people and support each other in that way. And that's kind of a plug for my business, but right, it's better to know the people you're dealing with. Amazon, they'll shut you off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Jared, not only that, here's a brother in the Lord, right? Why would you go to Walmart to save $5 to fund Walmart when you could fund Chance and what it is that he's trying to do? So look at it. Say, yeah, his stuff is expensive. Come on, man. Come on. This is our brother in the Lord that's putting his time and effort and energy into this business. I know Pastor Mike Spaulding's doing the same thing with Clean Foods, and we'll talk to him about that. So you pay $5 more. So you don't get free shipping. So you're not Amazon Chrome or whatever. Come on, man.
Well, Coach, I will say this. Yeah, I'm no Amazon, and I'm glad to say that. But you do get free shipping. As a matter of fact, everything on our website, yeah, of course, is free shipping. And folks, I want to remind you about a couple of items that most people do not think about. Okay, communication is important. If you have a spouse or a child, and you have a major disaster, you realize that the cell towers are most likely going to go down, especially if you've had a power outage, which is very common in a hurricane. I would highly suggest that you get some two-way radios, some quality two-way radios, like a Midland set, or if you look on our website right here on the front, you'll see some wind-up radios, which are amazing. They don't require batteries, and they have a 3-mile radius. So,
unbelievable, yes, that very basic thing in a time when everybody has cell phones. Yesterday, my wife went up the hill to my daughter's house and forgot her cell phone. And Chance, I'm standing down 150 yards from the house thinking, daggone it, how am I going to get a hold of her? I mean, just stupid stuff like that, right? Just little things like that. So, by the way, friends, one of the things that Lowell is going to do this weekend at our event is talk about ham radios and communication if the power goes down. Good stuff.
So important. It's so important. I mean, just these are things that people don't think about, right? If you have very specific things that your family needs, right? Maybe that you have a child on medication. Maybe you have animals, right? You need to prepare for all of these things. That's why doing things while it's calm, taking your time, and making sure that you're not just preparing for your family, but maybe a neighbor, someone that you can help out, or extended family. Just understand it's really important that we do this right now, folks. We're in hurricane season. Many of you listening have lived through disasters. You know how tough it is. Just let us make it a little bit easier for you. We'll be more than happy to take the time.
Keep your lamps trimmed. Somebody else, come on in.
Well, Coach, as a very experienced person that's been affected by storms and dealt with them, if you fail to plan, you will plan to fail. I'm enjoying listening to this, but I just want to lighten it up. What needs to be like an infomercial and say, no, wait, there's more. If you act upon it right now, we'll send you this too.
Yeah, we'll have to coach Chance up a little bit on that marketing strategy.
Right. That's right.
Somebody else, come on in. Give it a second there, Chance.
Dave.
Yeah, Chad. Chad's a real prepper, Chance. Dad's a real prepper.
How you doing, Chad?
All right, sir. Good to see you again, buddy. One thing I would suggest, too, is spices. Put some kind of spices, a Tabasco, salt and pepper, all these other ones in there, because you're going to get, if you just have beans and rice and or whatever, you can change the spectrum of the food from bland to grand by adding some spices.
I'm in agreement with you, Chad. You know, again, so we're in a situation where we're dealing with disasters. Let's make our life easy. If you're used to having seasonings on your food, why would you not pack that, right? Some people don't like their eggs with nothing on them, right? Some people don't like rice and beans without a little salt and pepper. So absolutely, have some spices in your kit ready to go.
Hey, Chance, one of the things that, of course, I do, you know, have that. I do have my preparations. I do have my MRE, I call them kind of meals. I have a thing that I've boxed up and put away for a long-term situation, you know, even 200 gallons of water could go. I have it that, which can be run by battery. So you have your deep cell marine battery with solar panel, is a dehumidifier that literally pulls the moisture out of the air and gives you continual drinking water as many days as you need.
You know what? That's absolutely brilliant. So a little bit of background here. We're in Texas, and we basically live, when it comes to water, we are completely off-grid. We have a water catchment system, and our water is provided by the Lord. Our 4,000-square-foot warehouse catches about, on a good rain, about 6,000 gallons of water, okay? Folks, you don't realize how much water, if you live in a humid environment, you know, like your air conditioner and things like that, will produce. It's quite a bit. So that's a brilliant, brilliant idea. I would say if it's up in storage, brother, go ahead and pull it down and make sure that the battery backup that you have, whether it's lead acid or it's lithium, keep that battery charged to at least 50%. If you let it go down, if it sits too long and it gets down below 50%, it starts to, you know, shorten the life of the battery, okay?
Oh, I'm aware, and I do that, and also have those portable solar panels.
Excellent.
To recharge.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I hope I've answered your question there.
Hey, man, somebody, come on in. We've got about 5 minutes left here, Chance.
Okay, well, I'll just keep going here. So,
okay,
folks, I want to reiterate, number one, training. Get your family involved. Make sure that everyone has a job. Make it fun for them. It doesn't have to be fearful. Fear comes from Satan. It does not come from the Lord. Preparedness will give you the confidence, right? Training will give you the confidence. So it should be second nature, Coach, just like a good quarterback, right, just has that eye, that feel, right? It should be second nature. By the time you're ready to deal with the disaster, everyone in your family, they know exactly what to do, and they follow the instructions so that everyone is safe. Okay. One thing I want to say, that because it's hurricane season, folks, if you are in an area that is prone to hurricanes, please do this. Go grab some plywood from your local hardware store, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever that might be, and at least 1/2 inch, 3/4 is preferable. Measure your windows, folks. Measure your windows, cut the plywood in advance, pre-drill the holes in the plywood, and number them to match the windows on your home. That way, if there is an imminent hurricane, you won't have to deal with that lawn chair, your neighbor's lawn chair, or their lawn ornament, that little gnome coming through your window at 150 miles per hour, okay? Most people get damaged in a major hurricane, not by being out in the hurricane, but because of debris that is being launched through the air at 100 to 150 miles an hour. So please pre-cut that plywood. You'll be glad you did so.
Hey, Chance, they could just a couple minutes here left. Chance, this can be overwhelming, you know, as I sit here and I'm looking around my house and thinking about all the things that I don't have. I mean, really, when the crap hits the fan, I'm going to say, you idiot, you knew this was happening. They can do it a little bit at a time, right, Chance? They can do $10 a week. They don't have to go out right now and spend $1,000 on everything. Begin right now. Get a list from Chance. Look at the stuff that you need and just gradually, as you can, begin to fill that list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'd be surprised if you just, every time you go to the store, if you just pick up a can of food, or if you go to our website and you find something that you like, you don't have to get everything at once, folks. You'll find, though, that by getting a little bit at a time, you're going to be able to help yourself and help your family a lot sooner.
Yes. Yes.
A question about, Chance, if you could kind of distill down the preparedness mindset as opposed to the average American mindset, could you do that in like a short – like, what is the preparedness mindset? Like, how are you approaching every day and then versus kind of comparing to the regular person? Is that?
Yeah, I kind of understand what you're saying. So for some, right, especially if they've had military training, these things come natural to us, right? So when we're out every single day, we're thinking about preparedness, right? We're saying, well, how can I utilize this, or how can I utilize this? And making sure that my home is safe and my family is safe. Are there things that I can do? It's maybe getting some extra ammo, or taking a gun safety class, or just little things like that. The difference between that mindset, the preparedness mindset, and those that are really still in the dark and asleep at the wheel, is we're constantly thinking about what can we do, not only to help our family, but to help other families prepare. And a lot of that, again, folks, is just taking first aid classes, taking some training. Go on YouTube. You'd be surprised what you can learn by watching YouTube videos. You know, you'd be surprised. Maybe you've never canned food before. You can learn how to can food. Maybe you've never built, you know, a shelter, right, in your backyard. You can learn how to build a shelter, an emergency shelter. So absolutely. Just, I think that the biggest thing is, as a prepper, I can say that I'm constantly thinking about things that we can do to, you know, keep our family safe and teach others as well.
Chance, we're out of time, folks. I was thinking about this as Chance was wrapping up right there. I remember of a sign I saw when I was driving on Route 62 north up towards Canton. You come around the corner, there was a great big sign that says, "Prepare to meet thy God." Folks, get right with the Lord. Tomorrow is promised to no man. All this other stuff, hey, it's here and then it's gone. But your eternal soul, your eternal security is the most important thing to get prepared for. Thanks for being with us, Chance. Chance will be with us next week again. You can contact him at give us your email, Chance. Chance at
bugoutamerica@usa.com. So bugoutamerica@usa.com.
God bless you. Hey, Chance, thanks for being there with us, and get prepared. Get right with the Lord. Bless you all. See you.